So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned shachtu lamoylin al menashe iskaper by areilim bezrika. If a person shechted the carbon pesach so that it should be eaten by people who have a bris, but intended the zrika for people who do not have a bris, there's a machlekes amiram. Rav Chisda am a pasul. Chisda holds it is pasul. Rabba am a kasher. Rabba says it is kasher. The Gemara gave one explanation of the machlekes, and Rav Ashi questioned it. This daf begins with a second explanation. El amar Rav Ashi, b'hai kro kemiflegi. Rav Ashi explains that they disagree in how to darshan the pasuk v'nirtzaloi l'chaper alav, which speaks about all karbanos in general, and says that zrika achieves kapara for the owner of the karban. We darshan alav v'loi al chaveri. The karban would be possible if zrika was done b'shinu b'ilam for somebody else. Rabba holds it is possible only if chaveroi dumi didei. The other person is like him, a bar kapara, able to bring the same type of karban. But it would be kosher when doing zrika for an oral who is not a bar kapara like him, since he cannot bring a karban pesach. Rav Chisda holds that it is possible, because the oral is considered bar kapara, hoyel di boy in miskanashe, since he can get a bris mila and be eligible to bring a karban pesach. Even though Rav Chisda does not hold to the concept of hoyel with regard to a person cooking on Yom Tov for a weekday, where he does not allow it based on hoyel v'imikli erchim chazilei, that guest might come, the Gemara answers that he does not rely on hoyel l'kula, to be lenient, but l'chumr islei, in order to be machmer, as in our case, he holds of hoyel. Amalei mazutra b'rei d'rav mori l'ravina. The braisa on the previous daf said that just like we already know miktsas tuma is not possible, so to miktsas arla is not possible for a karban pesach. Therefore, if it is shechted for a group that contains both circumcised and uncircumcised people, it is kosher. The miktsas tuma of the braisa cannot be talking about tumas gavri, where a part of the group of the karban is tame, because that halacha is no more obvious than the halacha about miktsas arl. Ela betumas baser. The miktsas tuma refers to where part of the meat of the karban became tame, and the rest of the karban is tahar, and we burn only the part that's tame, and the rest of the karban is kosher. The Gemara asks two questions on this from the braisa itself and gives two answers to each question. First, the Gemara asks that the braisa goes on to say that the tuma issue is ena noig b'chal hazbachim, does not apply to all karbanos, but tumas baser does apply to all karbanos. Therefore, we must say that ena noig b'chol hazvachim is referring to tumas gavri, which means that b'chol hazvachim arul v'tameh mishalchen karbanasein. Regarding all karbanas, they can send their karbanas with others, even though they will not be able to eat from them, because the main purpose of the karban is kapara, not achila. However, b'pesach arul v'tameh ein mishalchen karbanasein. Regarding Pesach, they cannot send their karbanas with others because they will not be able to eat from them, because the main purpose of the karban is achila, not kapara. Reisha betumas baser, beseva betumas gavri? In shame tumu kapara. Ravina answers, yes, indeed. Miktsas tum is referring to tumas baser, and enan noig b'chal hazvachim is referring to tumas gavri, and they relate to each other because the braisa is just making the point that the general concept of tum is different by karban pesach than it is by other karbanas. V'iba yisema, seifa nami betumas baser. Another explanation is that Eina Nagi B'chal HaZvachim is also referring to Tumas Basar. Because, in a way, Tumas Basar does not apply to all Karbanas as it does to Karban Pesach. In all Karbanas, if the Chalev or the Basar, if one of them became Tameh, if the other is Tahar, regardless of which one, we can be Zarek Es Hadam. However, regarding Pesach, if the Basar, the meat of a Karban Pesach, becomes Tameh, we cannot be Zarek Es Hadam. Second, the Gemara asks, that the braisa goes on to refer to the tuma as something that is hutar mechlolei, has an exception to the rule. But tumas baser is always aser, without any exception. Again, the Gemara gives two answers. In shem tuma kaparach, this part of the braisa is toma tuma of the people, but it still illustrates that the rules of tuma are different by karban pesach than by other karbanas. V'iba yisema, kula b'tumas baser. Another explanation is that this line is also about tumas baser, and there is an exception to the rule. When the Karban Pesach is brought betuma, even the meat that is tameh may be eaten. The daf concludes with a story of Reb Simloi and Reb Yechanan that teaches two primary points. First, Reb Simloi asked l'kamed Reb Yechanan. Reb Simloi wanted to learn Sefer Yuchsin in 3 months, but Reb Yechanan was hesitant to teach it to him at all because he was from Lod and lived in Nahar Da, and he certainly wouldn't learn it in just 3 months because even Bruya, Remeya's brilliant wife, could not complete it in 3 years. The Sefer Yuchsin was so deep that V'yom shenigna sefer yuchsin, tashash koichin shel chachamim v'keyam ma'or einehem. From the day it was lost, the rabbis became weaker and their eyes became dim. Within a one-perek span of Divrei Hayamim, the Sefer Yochasin had 400 camelodes of drashas that are now lost. Second, Reb Simlai asked Reb Yechanan, why when shechting a Karban Pesach, l'shmai v'shaloi l'shmai, it is pasul, but when shechting l'shem oichlin v'shaloi l'shem oichlin, it is kosher? Reb Yechanan points out four differences. First, the l'shma issue is a psul begufay, a problem with the Karban itself, whereas the shaloi l'shem oichlin is an external problem. Second, when shechted l'shmai v'shaloi l'shmai, there is no single part of the carbon that we can point to as being free of any problem. But l'eichlav v'shaloi l'eichlav, we can point to the portion of people who are able to eat it as being problem-free. Ravina holds that these first two differences are one and the same. The reason shaloi l'shmai is considered an inherent psul is because we cannot identify a single part as being problem-free. Third, shaloi l'shmai is a problem during all four avodas, where shaloi l'eichlav is only a problem during shechita. Fourth, l'shmai is a problem even for a carbon tzibur, but shaloi l'eichlav is not a problem for a carbon tzibur.